Welcome to The Bits. This is Paulina.
And I'm Quinn. And unfortunately, we are down compadre Claire. So Claire.
Yeah.
Is deep in the middle of getting set for her first orienteering meet. And she's getting her car route set. So that would be control, attack, point route.
Pardon? I don't know what any of that means. But
nor do I. But you know what Claire does, and that's what's important.
So she's clearly very busy. But the orienteerers of the world will know exactly what that means.
Yes.
So anyway, yep. Claire's not here.
Long story short, as we promised ourselves, we'd keep this thing tight. We've now gone on for multiple minutes about Claire's orienteering.
We've never kept a story short in our lives. So it is just Quinn and I today. But we're excited. I'm jazzed about this morning's chat. I don't know about you.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've never done a morning. So I think you're getting like a better Quinn and Paulina.
Oh, for
you know,
sure.
Like not like the tired end of the day. Like we've been like battle tested. Like I'm ready to take on the day.
Me too. Yeah. This is like the start of my day. So this is like where my brain is the most fresh. Whereas normally you get beaten down late evening Paulina brain, which is just like not actually useful at all. It's just not a functioning human whatsoever.
And I mean, let's be very clear. Also, sans Claire, we won't be keeping it on the rails quite as much. Right. We're not keep it on the rails, girls.
Oh God, no. No,
we take the train off the tracks.
This will actually, I think we've done, there's been an episode before where it was just the two of us and it went off the rails, like full speed hits the track, immediately off the track, flying into the trees. So we're going to try our best today because we're not on the rails gals, but
which a train crash actually just, you know, obviously just have to reference my all-time favorite movie, The Fugitive, obviously. That's a big moment, you know, when Dr. Richard Kimball is able to escape. So
that is your favorite movie. I should have known that. I thought you were going to say Throw Mama from the Train. That was the first. I don't know why that was the first movie that popped into my head. It's kind of a deep cut, but
a very deep cut.
The Fugitive is a much better film. So just like Dr. Richard Kimball, we are on a mission today. We are on a mission to unpack some really exciting things that happened for Oilers fandom this week. Quinn, why don't you kick us off with the big milestone that occurred?
Paulina's getting emotional about it.
Sorry, I actually just, I'm guzzling coffee and I can't, it went straight to my throat hole with into my chest cavity.
And my lungs are now coffee. The liquid that is filling my lungs is of coffee.
It is splashing back up. Yeah.
So November 14th, a day to remember, absolutely without a doubt, the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Nashville Predators. Connor McDavid at 999 points. And of course, the Oilers go down 1-0 despite outshooting their opponent. And then here we have it. Leon Draisaitl to Connor McDavid for .1000. The fourth fastest in NHL history to get there. Wayne Gretzky was the fastest, which is no surprise.
Shock.
But just a classic like, hey, Edmonton, just keep enjoying absolute superstars. This is just what we're going to give you in this world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously just a monster accomplishment. And you know that going into it, like I'm going to say going into that game, people were like, you're jinxing it. And I was like, there's literally no way that Connor McDavid does not get a point tonight. And he ended up getting two because he got one on the overtime winner as well. Like it's an absolute no doubter, no brainer. Especially, do you want to know my other theory? They play Toronto on Saturday, and there was no way he was going into his hometown having to have that conversation of, oh, are you gonna reach the 1,000 career point milestone? And like, of course he'd want to do it in his hometown, but no chance he wants to keep that conversation going, because we know how he is. He doesn't like talking about himself. We love him for that, but he doesn't want to talk about individual milestones. But I tell you, he scored that goal. And I didn't know what to expect. Like, obviously, everybody was so excited. And like the tension in the building, every time he touched the puck, I mean, his first shift, he almost scored. And everybody was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, so
You know,
what a
like the
game.
hype,
What a
the
game to
hype.
be there in person, right? So I am excited for you that you got to see that in person. And I was there at the previous game, the New York Islanders. So I was at that game, and everyone was we were kind of expecting that it might happen, right? But it wasn't the same type of expectation. He was 5 points away. So we're like, it could very well happen this game. And then he got four. Okay, so it, the expectation was that at your game that you were at, it had to happen, right? So I can imagine the tension and the expectation. You could just feel that in the arena, right?
Yeah, and then like classic Quinn Phillips, I was like, Connor, we want this more than you. Let's go. Because
Yeah,
of course
do
we
it for
want it more
us.
than him.
He's not thinking about it, I don't think.
No, totally
No.
not.
He's
But then the bench clearing to like give him like that was a moment I will never forget. Just like watching the bench clear and everybody go over to him. Like I almost sold the tickets because I was like, I'm tired. And
Yeah.
then it was like I'd be insane not to go to this game. And I was so glad I did. And I bullied my
Yes.
friend Angela into going. She had other plans and she canceled them. So thanks, Angela, for joining me. 'Cause otherwise I would have been there by myself
And
because nobody else wanted to go.
shout out to Angela for canceling your plans. And shout out to Angela's other friends who had plans with her who received some sort of lie, I'm sure. We appreciate you.
Yes. Hats off to you.
Hats off to you for getting ditched by Angela. I feel you. You and I were actually on the phone before you had to go to
Oh,
the game.
as I
And
peeled myself out of
I
bed,
know. And
literally peeled myself out of bed.
we're like, what's wrong with us? Like, normally we are so like I will always take an opportunity to go to a game, right? Like I was there a couple nights before, but it's just like I think we're just so tired lately. Like we're so
Yeah.
tired. And I think everyone's feeling this like
Lag.
this shift in like the season or something. And we're like, what the hell's going on with us? But I told you, I was like, go to the game. Once you're there, you're gonna be happy that you went. And turns out, of course.
There it was.
So Connor McDavid, 1,000 points. Of course, every fan was like lighting it up on social media last night. And I'm like, God, we really are the most annoying fan base. Like I have no problem saying that. And I've always personally attached myself or aligned myself with annoying fan bases. I don't know what that says about me, but like also a Green Bay Packers fan, right? I also like the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Sorry to say. I know. But aren't the Saskatchewan Rough Riders the Green Bay Packers of the CFL? In terms of like
Oh,
fan base.
well, yeah. You
Yeah.
yeah. No, you're not wrong. And
Because
listen,
I
I
like
was
the
more,
dedication. I
I'm not
like when
upset
Yeah.
about the Riders reference. I'm excited that you made a CFL reference,
I know.
period.
Thank you. I mean, just be
Wow,
happy
like
that
I'm gonna
I'm
lean into this. I'm gonna buy you some Riders gear.
Thank you. Okay? Like
Christmas is coming.
I
And
would
then
love some Riders gear.
you know
I'll
what? We're
say
gonna do the girls' gift exchange, and I'm going to buy Riders gear. And nobody will want it. So you'll obviously steal it.
It'll be the
And then there
least
we go.
stressful Christmas gift exchange that I've ever gone through because I
You
know
know what's
that
coming
I've
for
got
you?
that gift in the bag. No one's gonna fight me on it for the
No.
white elephant gift exchange or whatever we call it. Yeah, so you're welcome. I'm going to try my best to, enjoy CFL in the future. And I think the Riders are my ticket through
Okay.
to that
I,
goal.
yeah.
So, but go back to annoying fan bases. I don't know. Like, is there another fan base that you can think of that's more annoying than us?
The Vancouver
Oh, you're
Canucks?
right. You're so right.
Oh,
No, you're
how
right.
dare
No,
you?
you're right. But they're annoying in a completely different way. So Oilers fans, people, the knock on us is like, well, there's nothing else going on at Edmonton, so of course they're all going to be obsessed with hockey. You know what? Fine. I don't care. You can say that. I'm fine with it. I love a city that is so like goes so hard for their local sports team. I love that. Like when I was in Philadelphia, like just some random, like not important Philadelphia Eagles game, like the whole city was just lit up. Like they're singing songs after a touchdown in like some random bar. Like that is the kind of energy that I want you to bring to the function when it comes to sports. So I'm fine with it. If you think that that's like all we've got going on, okay. And I would say like Green Bay, Wisconsin, we know that that is all that happens there, right? Like it's game day. That is what people look forward to. That is,
Saskatchewan Rough Riders, right?
that's what they've
Listen,
got going on.
I got love for Saskatchewan. I lived in
Thank
Saskatchewan,
you. There you go.
listen, but
Yeah.
yeah, and that's fine. I don't
But
care. I'd love to have something than nothing.
I agree. So that is why we're annoying, but the Vancouver Canucks are
Well, they're just
way,
stupid.
they're way more annoying because they are only fans when the Canucks are doing well. And I have said this on the pod before. I've lived in Vancouver. Nobody gives a shit. That it's impossible to even fill that arena during the regular season. And then it's like they make it to the playoffs and everyone acts like it is, they're a hockey town. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh.
We're about that meme that they're like, this is a hockey town because there was a jersey on like one of the statues. And I'm like, this is hilarious. This is the most hilarious joke.
Yeah. Well, and let's not forget that they, A, have never won a Stanley Cup in their 40 plus years in the NHL. So there's literally no success to go on. And then on top of it, the two times that they've lost in game seven of the Stanley Cup final, the city has rioted.
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
exactly. It's like, oh, I didn't know you cared that much because you actually
yeah.
can't fill an arena most games,
Most games, yeah.
but they
And
lost and you're this upset.
it's not like this is like a situation. Listen, I don't like the Maple Leafs.
Yes.
Toronto fans don't need them, but at the same time, they're at least genuine just hockey fans.
They are
They really
genuine
are.
hockey fans.
Yeah.
I don't share your hate for Maple Leafs fans, but fine, I get it. But like, and it's because like I think that they are very legitimate fans, and like they have really suffered through it.
Oh my God. And it's just, oh yeah, they've been through it. Like we think that as Oilers fans, we've been through it, and certainly we have. I'm gonna tell you, Toronto's worse. That's tougher. Not being able to
Yeah.
get through the first
Oh,
round of the playoffs.
100%. They've suffered far
Oh.
more than we have. Yeah.
Yeah.
No one can really feel bad for an Oilers fan, let's be honest.
No, we've had Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, now Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl,
So
Paul Coffey. The fastest defenseman to get to 1,000
Oh, Paul
career
Coffey.
points. 770 games as a
Yeah.
defenseman. That's badass.
Yeah, I can't see Nurse coming anywhere close to that stat. You, I mean,
No,
okay.
he's not going to. Listen.
I knock on Nurse all the time because like I just something about him. Like if I have to blame someone every game for our hardship, I'm usually gonna blame Nurse. Everyone's like Stu, like whatever, and I'm not gonna
No.
blame Stu. So I always blame Nurse, and like you know, ever since that stupid puck went in, bounced off his butt, like I just can't with Nurse, but. He did redeem himself big time, if with the overtime winner
Nashville.
against Nashville the other night. So I wanna say something real quick about overtime.
Oh.
Why are they trying to send me to an early grave? The Oilers love overtime. Every overtime game takes time off of my life. I just feel like they should understand that. It's a nail in a coffin for
Okay,
me.
so I'm going to flip the script for you here and give you the reverse. Listen, I understand playoff overtime, much different situation. That's horrifying. But is it not like a given that the Oilers are going to win in overtime?
It is,
It's like a
yeah.
92% chance that they're
But
going to
it's
win.
like,
And so like I legitimately can say I don't really get nervous in overtime. Like I'm just like they're winning. They're winning.
I'm not that nervous, I suppose, but maybe it's just like, guys, like I'm tired. Like, why? Like,
I'm not going to lie. On Thursday night, I was a little like, ugh, I just want to go home to bed. Like I was
yeah.
tired before I came and like, yes, Connor gave me energy, but like not enough. I still want to go to bed. So.
I agree. And again, like I said, it's just one more nail in my coffin every time we're like, oh, we're going to overtime. Like maybe we should. I and that's a lot of nails. I don't expect to go
That
easy though.
coffin is going to be sealed.
I don't expect to
Sealed
go gently.
tight.
I don't expect to go gently, Quinn. So I'm still rattling around in there. That they
There's a
need
little
extra.
life.
We need those extra nails because I expect to escape and haunt everyone. Maybe there's a way to gaslight the Oilers into thinking that the third period is actually overtime so that they treat it like an
A little
overtime
bit with a
period.
little bit more urgency. Yeah.
Okay. I want to also say I have a warm and fuzzy anecdote. And I think because you and I have been very fortunate that we've been able to attend games in person. And I think that sometimes there are a lot of really nice moments that come out of that. So I just want to share that when I was at the Oilers Islanders game the other night, I was sitting in the section where it was like it seemed like it was, you know, f relatives of the players. There was Lauren Kyle behind us. And she was very nervous throughout the game, and I think maybe it was either like the 1,000 points, or you know when the Islanders tied it up, like she was like looking a little stressed and nervous for her dude. So there was that. But then I am almost certain that I was sitting beside Connor Brown's mom or grandma. I don't know. It's hard to say because they're so young. So I don't know. Like the players are so young. So I don't know. Like, is that a parent or is that a grandparent? I don't know. Right. And she, it was the most wholesome thing ever because
What
she
made
was,
you think it was his
well,
mom, or like, was it
because
obvious
she,
that there was a relationship, whether
yeah.
mother or grandmother?
I mean, like it looked like Connor, like a relation to Connor, like physically,
Got
but
it.
also the whole game. She's sitting there and just like under her breath, like, oh, come on, Connor. Come on, Connor. Oh, shucks, shucks. Oh, shucks. Oh,
Shucks.
shucks. I'm not even joking. Like, if I said, I was like, if I had to do a shot for every shucks that I heard, I would have died in period one. So it was like,
Nail in the coffin.
and then I was like, oh, okay, maybe she's just like a big like Connor McDavid fan. But it was also weird that she was only saying Connor. And then she was like, oh, come on, Connor Brown. Oh, come on, Connor Brown. So I was like, okay, it's not Connor McDavid, it's Connor Brown. And then she was like, and then it got more aggressive. Like Connor Brown's very wholesome mother like got a little more aggressive, like as things got more close between like with the game. And she like in third period, she's like, oh, Connor, come on, don't screw this
Screw this up.
It was amazing. It was amazing. She was so, and then like when there was a goal, she was so happy.
Nothing like having your mom in your corner. Don't screw
Oh,
this up.
yeah. And you know what? Maybe yeah. You know what? She's a hockey parent. What do you expect from her? So I really enjoyed that. That was incredibly wholesome. That was my warm and fuzzy of the week.
Well,
And
I feel
yours
way warmer now.
obviously yours is obviously the 1,000 point energy that you got to experience. Yeah.
Transitioning.
Yeah.
We were going to do a Q&A. You have the
Yeah.
first question. You're in the hot
Okay.
seat and it has to do with Connor.
Of course it does. I mean, he's the special boy of the week. So my question for you, top Connor McDavid goal in your minds.
Oh my God, top Connor
Fa
McDavid.
or a
Okay.
favorite, like favorite Connor McDavid goal. So this isn't like, this isn't super technical, like objectively, what was the best goal he got? This is like favorite moment, like where he
Oh.
scored. Yeah.
So and to be honest, like I'm gonna pick one that is, well, I have two. Like there's just no way that I could narrow it down. Like there's two. So the first one is going to be in his rookie season after he was injured. He came back. His first game back was against Columbus, and he went through a couple defensemen and scored one of the most ridiculous goals I have ever seen.
Against who, sorry?
Against Columbus.
Okay,
And
yes.
it was just like absolute pandemonium. I mean, it was back in Rexall Place,
Okay.
my first true love. And just it was just an absolutely insane moment to see. Like it was just like, okay, this is what Connor McDavid can do. And then the second one, and it's probably not his favorite goal anymore, but he had said it was the
Oh.
game five overtime winner against the Calgary
Of
Flames
course, of course.
in
Yeah.
2022, which sent them to the conference final. And of course, like just the most important thing, like they beat
Yeah.
the Flames. And I love that that was one of his favorite goals. And like he was so excited because he has developed that hate for the Flames. So like it's just like that's pretty
Yeah.
special to me.
Of course. And I really like your first one, actually, because I mean, I never got to experience that like Rexall Place
Love
momentum because
energy,
I
bananas.
wasn't
Yeah.
living here at the time, but
Oh.
the early McDavid years of like when he just started to like light everything on fire, that would have been especially exciting. Now we're almost like we've been spoiled with it to some extent. We're like, oh yeah, well obviously we know that that's what Connor can do. But those early days, like being in the arena and seeing something like that in person, like a player that you've never seen before, right? Like that would be very cool. So I like those answers a lot. So mine, one of them is I just really enjoyed watching this. It was the end-to-end goal when he was playing. You'll enjoy this. The Oilers were playing against the Leafs, and he had that end-to-end goal where he just cuts through everyone all the way across the rink, and it's just like, God, he's so fast, and he just
He's
like,
magical.
it's like he's flying, like it's crazy. Like any like goal highlight you watch, you're like, he is literally like, how does he have any control going that speed? So the end-to-end goal, I think it was 2021 or something. Watching that is very exciting. I loved that. And then the other one I have to go with something more recent, where this was just a game that was one of those games during the playoffs that was like, God damn, that is playoff hockey. Like that, this is one of the most exciting games I've watched ever, probably. And it was against the Florida Panthers, and they were down. They could have been out that game. They were
So
down
it was
like
game four.
3-0. Yeah, game
Yeah.
four. They were down. A lot of people are expecting like, okay, well, you know, we're gonna watch them go down maybe, but we're gonna go down swing and it's fine. And then they end up winning the game, but there was that insane save from Tkachuk, where he d dives. Knocks
Oh,
the puck out of, and like,
the empty net. Yes.
let's like credit where credit is due. I hate that guy, but like, that is one of the most crazy things I've seen a player do, right? But then seconds later, it is all washed away because Connor McDavid gets that just fire meteor of a goal, just like shoots it into the net. And it's like, oh, what Tkachuk save that he just dove for, and like he used his own body to save his team from a loss, and then Connor
And then
seconds
the puck
later
just went right
just
to Connor
sinks
and it was
it,
just
yeah,
over.
and like sinks it, and then it's go and then it's like done. I love that because it just there's so much around that playoff series and those two players in particular. So yeah, that was just a must an electric game too. So those are my two.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, the list could go on. There's also that New York Rangers goal where he beat a
Yes.
couple defensemen and that was ridiculous. I was away for that one, so I didn't get to see it in person. Okay, Q&A. And this one is just going to rattle around in your brain. You're going to have to use your imagination.
Okay.
So you're at a sporting event, and in a moment, you get Freaky Friday'd into that athlete's body. Okay. So you're changing places. So my brother and I would play this with Taylor Hall, say he was on
Oh
a
my
breakaway.
God,
So we're going
what?
to go. You are a Saskatchewan Rough Rider. You're a Saskatchewan Rough Rider
Oh,
kick
thank
returner.
you.
So there's no fair catch in the CFL. So it is a kick, a punt return. So the ball is coming down and you get Freaky Friday'd into the returner's body. And all you do is like see the ball and then you look up and see 12 300-pound men running at you. I mean, that's also a nightmare for you just in general. But
Hey, first of all, that should be a nightmare for a lot of women.
most, yes. But what happens? What do you do?
Run
Which
towards
way are you
them. I'm
running?
running towards them.
You literally, you think in that moment, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, I'm sure there will. I will have some pause.
And football, at least, like we all know how to run, right? You know, like it, like if it happened in hockey, like I'm not a great skater. So like
Here's the
it's gonna go
thing.
downhill pretty quickly. It's
Here's
gonna
the
go
thing.
downhill pretty quickly.
Oh, listen, like if I'm Freaky Friday'd into a hockey game, like I am skating off as quickly as I can. Like I am
Well,
hitting the board.
shortly after I vomit and pee my pants.
Well, I'm also crawling off because I am not a good skater either. And people will be like, "Oh, what's wrong with Connor McDavid?" I'm like, "Oh, he and Paulina shared a
Freaky
fortune
Friday'd.
cookie
Yeah.
in a restaurant the other weekend." And
it's all
yeah,
happening.
instantly
They were
everyone
both wishing
knows.
for different lives, and here they are
Instantly
in those different
everyone
lives.
knows what's going on. Everyone understands. They're like, "Oh, Connor has been Freaky Friday'd." Oh, gotcha. Because Connor McDavid doesn't just crawl on his knee pads off of the ice. So for a football game, I also want to just say, if all of these people in uniform are running towards me, I don't want to be a part of that herd because I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Where are they going? I don't know. I want to go away from that. I want to cut through the players and run whatever the hell the opposite direction is of all these players who know what they're doing.
Yeah. Like I'm
So
telling
I
you,
will
if
unintentionally be doing the right thing.
there's bodily functions that I can no longer control. Like that's what's happening to me.
Oh yeah, diarrhea for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's Sharkgate in the NFL right now with James Houston
What?
supposedly looking like he had a little bit of a shart.
Oh my God, I didn't know about this. Yikes.
So yeah, that's happening. Okay, next situation. You're Freaky Friday'd into the World Cup final of cricket as the play-by-play broadcaster. I don't even know one cricket term.
Oh God. Okay. So give me like, okay. I'm gonna need
The game
you.
is tied and
We're gonna need to do this.
it's
We're
an
gonna.
hour two of this cricket match. I don't know what at what point in the game that is.
Okay, well, Quinn,
I
I'm
don't
sorry.
do they have innings?
I'm gonna need you. I have no idea. I assume it's like baseball, kind of. Yeah. Okay, Quinn, I'm gonna need you to tee this up for me. I'm going to need
Okay.
you to pretend that you are also a cricket announcer, and I know you don't know anything, so look up what you have to look up, and then tee me up to be like you have to like set up the scene, okay? And I have to act like I have just been launched into cricket announcing, and I have to respond however I need to respond.
Okay, so here we go. So it is
Okay, let's see how this goes. The
the
ball.
ball has bounced
Oh no.
and left the playing field. What happens now?
The ball has bounced and left the playing field. So obviously, the green team.
India. Let's say India. They're good. They're really good at cricket.
Okay, the ball has bounced. India will gain possession of the ball
Nope.
against No, not even close.
Nope. As from what I read here, so we're all learning something here. If
Yeah.
a ball, four runs would be awarded to the team that
What?
hit the
Okay.
ball.
For sure.
Okay. Totally.
Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Well, and so my co-announcer is going to be like, "No, sir," or whoever
Yeah,
I'm,
ma'am,
whoever's
sir.
body
Yeah.
I'm in.
We don't know where they are progressively with like play-by-play
Actually,
announcers and men and women cricket. We're not sure yet.
we don't know. We don't
We assume
know.
it's a man,
Is
but
it
maybe
male
it's a
dominated?
woman.
Is it female dominated?
Yeah.
I am unsure. I know nothing about cricket. So my co-announcer is going to be like, actually, they get 4 runs in now. And I'm going to look at them and be like, yes, that is obviously what I meant. They have
They take
possession.
possession
They
of the
take possession
lead.
of the 4 runs, which gives them possession of the lead. You idiot. Don't correct me.
How
And
dare
that
you?
is the story of how the first female announcer in cricket broke the glass ceiling, shattered it. And I made history. So thank you for Freaky Fridaying me into that situation because
Congratulations. I'm
I
proud of you.
crushed it.
I'm proud of you.
Can I just say, if I was to like choose a moment to be Freaky Fridayed in, and I'm not saying by any means like I could pull this off, but I would love to be Freaky Fridayed into the end zone on the receiving end of an Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary. It's something that I would want to experience once in my life.
I mean, I've always daydreamed about a Lambo leap. Always. I
Of
think about it all the
course, of
time,
course.
obviously.
Yeah, and
So,
I want
like,
to
I mean, that would
say,
be great too, but you're not wrong.
yeah.
Like, and you're on the receipt. Like, you're not on defense, right? Like, you're
No,
the receiver.
I think if I was ever to be a player in like a team sport, I would probably be a defensive player just because of my personality and overall build. But I would love to catch a ball. Like, I think that there's so much glory in like catching a ball, and I think that would be so fun. So, yeah, of course, I would want it to be in Lambeau Field. So we'd also have to go back in time. So there's a lot of quantum physics that need to be adjusted for this Freaky Friday to happen. But you know, a girl can dream.
Well, when are we going for some Chinese food
And a fortune
and a
cookie.
fortune cookie?
Go this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
No,
That
let's
sounds
go
great.
Saturday. Let's go
Yeah.
Saturday so that there's the
We're ready for
opportunity.
Sunday.
Yeah, exactly.
Football Sunday. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I like how we're imagining that we would Freaky Friday somehow with Aaron Rodgers, whereas we'd end up Freaky Fridaying with each other, which wouldn't be that interesting, probably. Not for you. Is this the going off the rails that we discussed? Yes.
Yes. Well, the entire thing really, because we have 40 minutes on Zoom because we don't have a subscription. We don't
Please
pay for
sponsor
it.
us. Please sponsor us so that we can get a subscription
We would
to Zoom.
love if you could sponsor our monthly Zoom subscription
Yeah.
so that we could have longer than 40 minutes, because we typically have to do two meetings. We do one meeting where we set it up and then
It's
we
a whole
restart a
thing.
new meeting so that we have the full 40 minutes. And we promised ourselves we were going to go 20 minutes today, and there's 3 minutes left on our Zoom call.
Yeah, that tracks. So sponsor us so that you could have this type of silly goose energy double time.
Yep,
Don't you want that? Don't
from your
you want
favorite
that?
silly geese. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, you don't want us to confine to 40 minutes.
Okay, well, this was fun. Claire, wherever you are, we don't know because we don't orient here. So wherever you are, Godspeed. And then
Good luck
Quinn.
on that car route. Yeah.
See you
We're
on
cheering for
another
you.
time. And listeners,
Whoa.
see you on another time.
Later on, meninges.
Laters on the Menji.